Are you truly stepping into the role of leader in your own life the way you know you're meant to? What shifts would unlock your full potential? It's time to explore those answers with the host of Sacred Leadership, intuitive business coach, Charisse Alexander.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Sacred Leadership with Charisse here on the Inspired Choices Network, where today I am joined by Joanna Zhang. I said your name right, right? Your last name, Joanna?
Yeah, perfect. Thank you.
Beautifully. So today, Joanna and I are talking about merging soul, structure, and leadership. Leadership collapses when systems lack soul and vision fails without structure. In today's episode, I'm sitting down with Joanna to explore how sacred leadership emerges at the intersection of intuition, systems, and intentional leadership. Together, we're going to unpack how leaders can build structures that support flow, alignment, and sustainable impact without burning themselves out. Today's conversation is for leaders that are ready to bring wholeness, clarity, and energetic intelligence into the way that they lead and build. Joanna is an international speaker and founder of the Operations Genius, known for empowering conscious leaders to scale sustainably with systems, soul alignment, and energy-based productivity. So thank you so much today, Joanna, for joining me for the conversation. I'm excited about getting into it. If you've listened to any of my content or the podcast, you would see that I'm all about how do we merge business and the sacred together to like really raise the collective consciousness, and that we can have success and abundance. Who knew? In a very conscious way. So welcome. Thank you very much for joining us.
Well, thank you. I'm so grateful to be here spending this wonderful time together. Thank you.
Thank you. So why don't you start maybe by telling us a little bit about yourself, your journey, like what brought you to like putting these things together like this?
All right. It's a simple question. However, it's a big question too, because you know everyone has a different journeys, but I will make it very short, sharp, sweet, and relate to your theme, because around the leadership, let's say, since I was young, I always play with a group of people. I never know really why, and always actually get into different network very easily. And somehow, interestingly, leadership, this word is often coming up in front of me, but I didn't really feel connected with it. But about 4 years ago, I had a soul awakening event, and I found out my soul mission, soul power, it is around the leadership and helping teams and members to grow. And suddenly it made me realize why, since I was young, I always work with a group of people. And my business is actually a perfect example about it, but my journey with it. I was actually when I started my business about 8 years ago, I didn't start this business. I was a financial planner as a professional. So as a solopreneur, put this way, but I had a lot of areas that I wasn't really good at. I really needed help. And I started to work with VAs, right? But imagine it, I had a lot of challenges too, because initially I didn't really know how to delegate, how to communicate. And there's often, you know, challenges working with other people's, you know, either the reliability, the, you know, the turnover, all those sort of issues, you would know. But somehow I kept it through and overcome all the challenges, figure out a model that support my business to start with, that I can customize a team based on my needs and to be within my budget, because at the time I couldn't find any model on the market to really help my problem. Then after I figure out this fractional VA service model, like a plug and play team model that I start to share with others. And when I look back now, I feel like, oh, that's how I actually kept through. Even though I had a lot of challenges and hurdles working with a group of people, I still made it happen. And then that's after I had those challenges and then had a soul awakening 4 years ago, and everything started to click together, making so much sense. And I believe every journey we go through, there must be a reason behind it. There's a treasure. Yeah. Literally, like, it's like a brief my story is like that.
And thank you for sharing that. And if you don't mind, I just wanted to kind of go back a little bit, because you said, was it 4 years ago you had a soul awakening event?
Yes, that's right.
Okay. And it was at that moment in time that you had an idea of what your soul contract was, and it was around people and systems and leadership. And so like what made it like, and I guess really with what you ended up actually doing, like how did you do it? So yes, you were able to help yourself or you were able to like solve all of your problems, but like what was it then that you turned around, I guess, that you were now bringing to the market specifically that was part of that awakening? And how were you going to do that? Does that question make sense?
I hope I can understand your question right. But I think I still will link back to the leadership side. I actually did my business and figured out this model, and I was doing business all the way along. But I didn't realize my main role play in this business, right? So when we actually figure a solution to share with others, and I believe that's all the starting point for the entrepreneurship. And but I believe we actually in this world as a spiritual being with a human realm, I used to think of business is just like my something like in my life is so important as engine and as something that I can help myself and help others, the sort of thing. But after soul awakening, I realized it is a playground. Anything we experience in this world is a playground, and then business is a kind of like a dramatic version of that, because in the business we're gonna experience a lot of different things and everything will be exaggerated, right? It's same as in the relationship. So we learn different lessons through different journeys. So for me now, this business, it is my playground to really practice every aspect of the area of running it. But the main thing is leadership, because for example, for this particular business, I personally experienced my leadership transformation. At the very beginning, I was a title leader totally, because I was a founder, I was a business owner, I set up business. When I actually communicate with others, it's more like, I this is instruction, do it, go, it's done, right? If something comes out, so what happened? You know, like that kind of attitude. But after a lot of challenges, I realized I need to make some changes, and I started to become a serving leader, which I started to provide stages and give others understanding to support them. But however, by the same token, I started to allow others to step putting my boundary, because I was very nice, but too people pleasing, to be honest. And then I after and then and that's the time I started to have a soul awakening. I realized that everything is starting from within, right? So like the same as boundary, if I don't love myself enough and respect myself enough, I wouldn't be able to have a strong boundary. I started to become a spiritual leader. Like I'm still in the process of balancing my compassion and a boundary. So it is my personal journey, one through all the things, especially make it more clear after my soul awakening, because it's like a puzzles all coming together. I have a much better consciousness about to see where I'm at, what I'm facing, what are the lessons, what I'm learning.
Okay, that makes sense, and thank you for sharing that. In terms of like your leadership style evolution and like really understanding it, I think that the key for a lot of the folks that I talk to is that awareness that this journey in life with like leadership, and I love that you said that life is a playground. And I think that we forget that sometimes. Like if you were to, and for anybody who's listening, this is not to minimize the really difficult things that happen in life. But if we zoomed out and when life is all done and you're maybe, let's say, replaying the experiences, all of it is a playground. It's like you take bits and pieces from different experiences and it's like you're collecting tools that your or resources or experiences that you're going to use later on down the road in some other game that we're playing on the playground, right? And I know it's sometimes really hard to remember that when life is really kicking you, but I love that you said that because that was recently an awareness of mine as well, that like, you know, maybe we just take this way too seriously. Maybe we're just supposed to have way more fun with it than we are actually having. So thank you for
Yeah.
bringing that
Thank you.
up. When you talk about sacred systems in your work, what does that mean to you?
System actually in our mind, and when we hear it, is very logical, right? And it is in a way, it's like a skeleton of structures. One actually at a sacred in front of it now, because I realized before, when I actually before my soul awakening, I purely rely on my brain, to be honest. I use it too much. You know, I studied and learning and I have trainings and I use everything over here to come up with the strategies and figure out the solutions. So at that time, before I was really had an awakening, yeah, basically every single thing was very logical, and then it's ego based, which means that ego, actually this word, it's a double-sided sword. Ego, it's a mechanism or to help us to protect us, but a lot of time the ego is based on the previous experience and knowledge to do something. We have a lot of preconceptions. Like when something comes up, we will have those limitation or structures to shape certain things certain ways. But because of that, I actually block a lot of unlimited possibility, to be honest, because I was purely based on what I know. But there's a lot of things I don't know what I know. I don't know what I don't know, whatever it is. You know what I mean? And then
Yes, I
after
do.
Stellar Awakening, I started to, I started to transform and change my main part of the process. It's not the brain, but the heart. I started to feel first. I feel first about, for example, in a business situation, if something comes up, instead of using brain to judge for certain situation, I started to feel, understand what exactly happening there, what is around, different party involved, what's their lesson in behind it, what are the space I need to give, and in order to really uplift a performance or everyone's growth, how can I structure certain things to support it? So I started to use heart as a feeling first, but I don't mean that I don't use brain anymore. Brain only kicks in when we use logical to structure certain things. They started to work together. So that's why I call it sacred system.
I love that, and that you put it like that. Because, so if I was to say that, what that really means, and thank you for adding all the context around the structure, and it sounds like you and I probably have led in previous versions of ourselves very similarly in terms of like logic. I'm gonna intellect my way through this. I'm gonna just focus on what I can build with this versus heart-centered first. And so I think to summarize what you said, a sacred system is it's feeling into what is really needed before you put the structure in place to support that. So we feel into what people need first, or what the system is going to, what the system needs from a heart-centered perspective, before we put the structures in place that support that. Is that a good summary?
Yeah, 100%. Also, I wanted to add something is that when we put a stick sacred, other than the heart center, there's another layer. It's about the truth. So, because let's say if the divine is both truth and love, you know, the part we talk about was a love part, but there's another part about the truth side. So when we actually design the systems, we need to consider what is the truth behind. I'll give you an example, like in our business, you know, like there are some team members are doing good jobs, but sometimes they will have some red flags or certain behaviors, not really working with others well, right? So, but it doesn't mean that we can't work with them. It's just like they have a room to grow. And during the stage when I was in the servicing leader, as I mentioned, they step on my boundary, right? So based on this situation, and actually our leaders in the team, they actually bearing the emotional stress as well when someone shows up these kind of symptoms and patterns. So I started to design a system that how can we actually recognize where they at and also give them a room to grow, right? And I started to reflect the truth behind, let's say, if we have a good karma or bad karma in the universe. I designed something based on like that. So for example, we have an internal award system called a leadership board. So we have a certain different criteria to recognize for the good behaviors, also let them realize if they have red flag. So we create a score system that they can actually, it's like a game where it's like they can upgrade and they can actually downgrade as well, you know, like based on their behavior from time to time, according to our structure and guidelines. The reason behind it is really purely for helping them to grow. Because if they actually constantly have a certain pattern, we're just bearing about it, or maybe just cut it off, don't give them a chance. For us, there's missing the opportunity to grow together. However, given this system, I have an example. We had a team member used to work with us a long time ago, and then recently she came back. She's still showing that pattern. With this system, now I have this system, she actually grew out of her pattern and started to step into her position again. And I'm really happy that she can see at the bottom the ladder, she actually grows, right? Of course, it's like a growth in any journey, but it's all like a spiral. We go up 10 steps, maybe come back, another 3 steps, and go another 12 and come back another 5. So it's normal. I mean, I made our team members realize that's common journey. But as far as we have intention to grow, there's always something that we can work on. So the sacred system, but that system is behind is based on the truth. Truth about what is the true compassion. True compassion is not about I allow you to do whatever you wanted to do. Based on that, we need a certain structure to support. So to help us as leaders, especially to remove those emotional draining layer, to really go according to structure to guide team members, and team members know what is a boundary as well. So as it comes from the truth behind it, the true compassion, it is to use different ways to love. It's always coming from love. It's no punishment or whatever it is. It's all from love to help certain people
I
to
understand.
grow. Yeah.
Yeah, I understand that. And we are going to continue talking about these systems and alignment. And I don't want to forget, in fact, I'm going to write it down
Oh,
in
yeah, sure.
learning. Yeah, I'm going to write it down here because you were saying something about love, and I want to come back to that. But we're going to take our first commercial break. We will be right back.
Sure, thank you.
Leadership isn't reserved for CEOs or world leaders. It's something each of us is called to embody in our own lives. But how do you awaken that inner leader with clarity and confidence? On Sacred Leadership with intuitive business coach Charisse Alexander, you'll discover powerful tools and spiritual insights to align your words, actions, and outcomes. Tune in every Wednesday at 11 a.m. Eastern, 10 Central, 9 Mountain, and 8 Pacific, right here on inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is Sacred Leadership with Charisse Alexander. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to Charisse at pavitraleadership.com. Now back to the program.
Welcome back to Sacred Leadership with Charisse here on the Inspired Choices Network, where I am joined by Joanna Zhang, and we are talking about merging soul, structure, and leadership today. And right before we went to the break, Joanna, you were saying that it all comes from love. And I think the point that I wanted to make was you were talking about even those growth opportunities, and you were talking about it more in the context of red flags. But like what you were saying is instead of calling it a red flag, we call it a growth opportunity. And so even with the leaderboard that you were talking about, it's not coming from a space and place of like highlighting like, okay, to your staff, you know, you suck in these areas, but, or these are red flags, but more here's an opportunity for you to grow, and designing the system in such a way that they feel empowered to do that work around that growth. They feel rewarded just from themselves. But the intention from your perspective was that I want you to be the best version of you, which at the end of the day is coming from love, correct? Just to like kind of bring it all home for the audience.
Wow, you're such great, like summarizing it. Actually, when you're mentioning about it, I wanted to share one sentence I learned from my spiritual mentor. One day she actually tell me that she said the essence of the leadership is actually to help everyone to become the best version of themselves. So literally everything I do in and out is around that. Yes, 100%.
And I love that you said that because I find even when I'm in conversation with people and I talk about like even in the workplace and leadership and I talk about making heart-centered decisions, leading with love, the people that you know and even the people that you don't know. That word often, because we don't use it in the business context, I think that people often get confused. And I think that that's where some of these walls come from, because I think a lot of the time we out in, I'm gonna say real life, but we'll say olden day life or previous versions of ourselves. I think that word love, we often just reserve for family, friends, really close relationships. And what I'm trying to do is to make the language more accessible for people that they understand that love is something that we show our fellow human beings every single day in something as simple as like opening a door for somebody or doing a random act of kindness. And all of those things are heart-centered and coming from a place that originates in exactly what you're talking about, which is love. So thank you for entering in that word for us here today, love.
It's wonderful.
Yes, it is indeed. So I wanted to maybe get your perspective or your take on where do you think that leaders most misunderstand what alignment means?
You mean currently what most leaders understand about alignment?
Yes. Like where, what do you think where the possible misunderstanding is? Like, what does that mean to you? Like when you say alignment, I use the word frequently as well, but like when I'm saying it with people, I'm talking about a values alignment, that the things that the organization as a whole values or talks about as values, hopefully align with myself as a leader, and then ultimately that my people can align with it. But do you think that there is confusion or misunderstanding about that?
It's such a good question. I can't really talk on behalf of others. I just wanted to probably from with my own journey. At the very beginning, I thought alignment is something that I feel comfortable with, but initially that was my stage when I felt I wasn't aligned. Because give you an example, I did my business for many years. I worked very hard, and then for somehow I always couldn't break through a certain layer. I feel like I was about to achieve. And one day, actually, when I had a consultation with my spiritual mentor, she actually asked me, she said, "Why do you do your business, Joanna?" I said, "Well, it's a good business model." First of all, very from layer of the logical. She asked me again, "What exactly, why do your business? Think it again." And I said, "Well, I can certainly help a lot of people, I'm sure." And she asked again, she's not satisfied with it. She's not satisfied. She's just guiding me through. So think again. Why do you do it exactly? And at the time, because I go through the brain and go through heart, I don't think anymore. It's just like one word split out of my mouth. And I was in tears. I was surprised. I said, "It's because of unconditional love." And tears just dropped. And she said, "That's right. Your soul knows the answer." So at that time, I realized a lot of alignment be before because I used brain to guide me. So at that time, I thought alignment means I was doing something I felt right or wrong. If I was on the track, I'm on the right track because I was using here. However, after that question, I realized I used to do business from fear base. Like I use brain to calculate or maybe to control and to keep the certainty or I'm not want to make mistake. All those sort of things block out of a lot of the unlimited possibility. And I was on the transactional base because I was using here to analyze too much. But after that question, I realized no wonder I tried so hard. I did so many things. I still couldn't feel. There was blockage there. It is from spirit. I learned so many things. I went to so many different coaching sessions and strategies and you name it. You know, I got my master's degree, all those certificates, but I did a lot of things. Still didn't feel filled somehow. There's all those combination of, you know, I'm pushing so hard, but I'm not aligned. It's like, and after that question, I realized I started to readjust my intention. From then on, I do every single thing from love. Which means that I do business no longer looking at the dollar sign as a deal. I used to be like that, to be honest. But now I start to look at every single person, like my client, as a soul. What, where are they now? What are they facing? What are the challenges? What are the problems? How can I actually truly help this person, caring for this person? So since I changed the intention, my business just, woo, just like it's totally like an energy shift. That blockage is gone. For me, alignment is like a truly what we do, our intention along with our action is 100% aligned with what our soul is here for. So for me, that's a true alignment. It's no longer right or wrong. There's no right or wrong anyway. It is all different perspective and people go different ways bearing different consequences. Like what I used to be transactional, I was bearing all the fears and the controlling, you know, like all those external validations, but now I switched into inward, like go from love, go with giving, and then win-win-win, and helping each other to grow together, uplifting together. It's different energy, totally. One is contract, one
Is.
expanding, you know, like and then looking for, you know, really explore a lot of potentials, have unlimited possibilities from love.
I love the way you're speaking on this because it's like I'm totally feeling your energy and I know exactly what you're talking about it. And I think that even when you talk about the success that your business had, it's because people felt that. They felt that contraction and that transaction versus I'm really looking at this person as a soul, and I want to feel into like, how can I really, really help them? And that's ultimately what people were attracted to. And there's something else that you said here that I think is so important. You said, and it actually leads beautifully into my next question, which was about the misalignment, but you've already answered it. You said you were pushing so hard and you realized you were not aligned. You knew there was more, but it's like you hit this ceiling and you couldn't even articulate what more was. Like you were doing all the right things, the certifications, the diploma, like all the things, and it still wasn't enough because what was missing was your soul integration within that, doing it for the aligned reason. I don't even want to say the right reason, the aligned reason, right? And having the awareness of the aligned reason. So congratulations to you. That's beautiful.
Thank you.
Because
I love
then, you
your
know what? Because
summary.
then it feels, well, just because then it feels so good, right? Because then it doesn't feel like, again, pushing so hard and still not having that alignment, which can become very, very frustrating, truth be told. So I guess then, if anyone in the audience is a business owner and you're listening to this conversation right now, and you might feel like Joanna just described, which is like you're doing all the right things and you are working so hard, and it's just like it feels like you're pushing a boulder up the steepest mountain and not getting anywhere. Maybe it's not your model, maybe it's what your why is, right? Like, why are you actually doing your business? Forget it's a good model, forget you can make really good money off of it. Forget all of those things. And Simon Sinek wrote a book about it, right? What is your why? I think that's the whole point of the question, which is why are you doing what you do on a soul level? What moves you to tears the way that Joanna was moved when thinking about what it was that was really her reason why she was doing her business? So we are going to take another break now. However, when we come back, I'm curious then for you, if when you were working so hard, did you see inefficiency in your business? And if so, how would we recognize it, or how did you recognize inefficiency in your business? So, as a business owner, I know I've definitely been guilty of this, where I've said things like, I need more efficiency, right? Always talking about it. So the question then is when we're looking at it as a like sacred leadership or sacred contracts, how does inefficiency actually show up? So we'll talk more about that when we come back from our break. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Leadership isn't reserved for CEOs or world leaders. It's something each of us is called to embody in our own lives. But how do you awaken that inner leader with clarity and confidence? On Sacred Leadership with intuitive business coach Charisse Alexander, you'll discover powerful tools and spiritual insights to align your words, actions, and outcomes. Tune in every Wednesday at 11 a.m. Eastern, 10 Central, 9 Mountain, and 8 Pacific, right here on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is Sacred Leadership with Charisse Alexander. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also send an email to Charisse at PavitraLeadership.com. Now back to the program.
Welcome back to Sacred Leadership with Charisse here on the Inspired Choices Network, where today I am joined by Joanna Zhang, and we are talking about merging soul, structure, and leadership today. And right before the break, Joanna was actually sharing what I think is probably a fairly pivotal insight throughout your journey with your business, the one where you went from doing all the right things and pushing so hard and still not having the success that you were looking for and not being able to unlock that until you really understood the alignment of your soul and that entire piece of that. So right before break, I was asking you, I phrased it more like, what does inefficiency look like in an organization? But I think maybe the question I really want to ask is, what does efficiency cost organizations when we are focused on it, when we are driving from that space? In your opinion, did you have that experience in your own business where you were focused on efficiency? And what did you witness that you had lost or that it had cost you by focusing on it?
Well, efficiency, I think it's literally, let's put it this way. I think if we set an intention right, it's like an engine, right? So we started to turn on this machine. And efficiency is about how to run this machine effectively. It's more like when we actually have certain input and we can create a certain output, aligned output, with the quantity and quality. Let's put it this way. So if let's say we set up this intention, but without those efficiency in the place, well, it's a different journeys that we can be on the way. Maybe we can go to different destinations at different speed, like a different space, whatever it is. Everyone has different pace. I think this journey is not about a fast or slow. It's about how much we've learned during this journey, right? So, yeah. But efficiency, I can see is an accelerator. It's something like a smoother, something like a part of this machine or this game to running together as one part of the important element. I put it this way. But I think recently I got a perspective on this efficiency, because I used to feel like people put I used to be like a super busy, and busy means like I'm doing a lot of things, but it doesn't mean I was efficient, to be honest. And a lot of time, probably the misconception, people feel like I'm really efficient because I'm doing a lot of different things at the same time. By the time I was feeling I felt energized. However, I was like pushing myself too much to a certain extent, make myself felt I was efficient. I can do things so fastly like this. But because if it wasn't aligned, a lot of actions is actually kind of wasting time. I recently started to figure out what is wasting time, literally. And I used to actually put a lot of my time and effort on something that from fear-based and from proving myself, from like pushing hard and then going to somewhere that for external validation. All those actions looks like very efficient in a way, but at the end, I didn't get a fulfillment I wanted to. And at the end of the day, the success for me now, especially, is miss happiness, true happiness. It's not just short-term pleasure, it's long-term happiness of growth and fulfillment. But because of the habit, I started to think about what is the true not wasting time. And then I now realize if we actually address our intention towards love all the time, even though I allow myself to have a rest for half an hour, 1 hour, whatever it is, whenever I feel like to have a rest, let me have a rest. Because I realized one thing, man, energy management is even more important than time and energy now. Time management, because I realize when I'm in a
I agree.
higher vibration state, I can do things like super fast. But if my energy is low, the same thing, it'll take me ages to get it done. I'm not feeling good. So I started to really go with my energy flow during the day. I started not feeling guilt about, sometimes I want to have a rest, I want to have a break, I wanted to have a blank, and I don't have to always be provide output. I don't have to be always be the one uplifting out there, even though I'm a leader. But I think the leadership at the end of the day is a self-leadership, and it's a start from love and self-love. Everything started from ourselves. Imagine that if we don't have a support and understanding, compassion and forgiveness, everything for ourselves, how can we have that for others? We can't give something we don't have. So I started to use all the time and energy now to go inward, to go give all the things to myself, filling my own cup first. And anything overflow will just naturally go to others with unlimited energy. So when I'm actually in that state with that right intention, like a love intention, I started to generate or uplift and unlimitedly, I would say. And then with the flow, certain structure at the back as a boundary to protection, but the main motion is a flow. So I would say that the main effectiveness now is really the efficiency to see where is our energy state like and respect it and go with the flow and the rhythm to allow us to have all those breaks and space to adjust. And then to deliver, but because my true experience is that I can all be more efficient than before, to be
You know,
honest.
and it's
Yeah.
and I really appreciate that you put it like that because I literally just doing another podcast and I was talking about exactly what you just said, which was talking about designing my life in such a way that, because you're right, and I've been witnessing this with myself as well, that like when I'm in something and my energy is good, I ride that high energy and I can do so many things. I'm just like, I did this, I did this, I did this. And I'm not, you know, taking my day and like scrolling and like trying to like just fill time with a whole bunch of other stuff. I'm so locked in on what I'm doing that because my energy, I'm in that flow state and my energy and my vibe is very high. I am naturally very, very efficient or productive, right? Versus looking busy. Which is another thing that I was talking about, which is I don't even love that word because that word to me just everybody uses it and they throw it out there like it's a TikTok, right? Like I'm so busy and so busy. No, I like to say my life is very, very full. But what an interesting way to put that out there for leaders, right? To like switch how you think about it. It's not time management, it's energy management. And maximizing people's when they're freshest, right? So sometimes I'll say to people on my team, there's zero value in a meeting that goes over an hour. Zero value. People are tired. They are checking out. They are not interested, or at least like, let's get up and like get the energy moving so that people can come back and have energy to be like locked into the conversation that we're having. So what an interesting way to put it. I would invite the audience to think about energy management as a leader versus time
Time.
management, which is very, very, I think anyways, a very different way to think about it. And then I imagine with that, then you're also managing burnout, which people are talking about more and more these days, right? And I imagine your systems effectively help navigate that and how we avoid burnout, right? By doing things such as rest.
Yeah, that's a very important part, because most of us went through the entrepreneurship journey and then coming about the state of the burnout, I personally experienced it too. And I realized that burnout is actually a lot about emotions. A lot of times we actually putting those mental prison into ourselves give us a lot of frustrations and burnouts emotionally, not just physically. Physically is a business we talk about. We put us in the situation, looks like a fulfilled, but it's actually make us busy and feel like we're doing something. That's physical burnout. At the same token, there can be emotional burnout as well. Like, why I'm not going to somewhere I'm gonna do, I'm just so hot and I'm so tired, you know, overwhelmed, all those kind of feelings. And besides this physical and emotional burnouts, I realized there must be a spiritual lesson for us to learn over there. Because I used to think body, mind, soul, but spiritual, mental actually mentioned to me that we need to reverse that now. Everything, we started to like a spiritual realm. Once the spiritual realm lesson, we figure out what it is and then to learn and improve on it, our emotional will gradually change. And then we embody it. It's like up to them. It's no longer down to up, you know, like that's how we felt like pushing. Pushing is like we don't know the roots, but we're trying different ways. Of course, we're gonna try out error this and that. But I realize there's very effective, efficient way now even for us to really grow is that from spiritual realm first, figure out the lesson, and then reflect on our thinking and emotions, respect it, and then embody it. Oh, that just makes things so effortlessly smooth. You know, it doesn't mean that there's no challenges. It's that challenge is no longer a matter. Because I realize now, I used to be, I used to be afraid of challenges. I don't like challenges. I block all challenges out. But one day I had this session with my spiritual mentor. She mentioned one sentence, and I remember till now. I want to share with everyone. She said the true self-love is actually to experience self-value. I used to think the self-love is to prove I'm loved, isn't it? But no, it's to experience self-value. Imagine that if I block out all the challenges, I wanted to be safe and put limitations, how can I experience all different things, right? So now I realize that for me, is as an example, my spiritual lesson is that I want a certainty, I want a safety, so I get controlling freak. I block out all the opportunities for myself. I start to learn the lesson. I started to embrace challenges now. So whatever comes up, I believe I can have something, learn something from there. It's no longer a success or failure. It's just a journey for me to grow. So there you go. So literally, I find a way to grow up.
I love the way that you phrased that and that you framed it, because you said instead of body, mind, spirit, which is very much the other way, your spiritual mentor said, no, it's the spiritual lesson first, then we go through the feeling of it, and then we embody it. And the feeling of it is, I guess you could say, learning the lesson, or like feeling and thinking your way through the lesson, right? And then we embody it eventually. So the question that comes to mind, like you made that sound so easy. You're like, it's no problem. You're like, it's spirit, my body. It's very easy once you get it. And so now I'm actually going to look at my own challenges the same way, because I feel like I'm a little bit like you, and it's like, oh gosh, here's another challenge I got to go through. And I'm really like working out these spiritual muscles. I'm tired already versus, okay, spiritual lessons, come on, right? And so my question is, it's like for somebody who's very new to this journey, and I want you to think about it. We're going to go to break, our last break. But the question I want to pose is for somebody who's so new and they hear that advice. No, it's not body, mind, spirit. It's spirit, mind, body. And it's so easy. How do they even figure out what the spiritual lesson is? Because I know for myself, and I've been doing this now for years, I will pose the question of like, okay, what are you trying to teach me? Like, what is the lesson? What is in it for me? Like, what am I, why is this happening? Okay, I get it. I've seen it over and over and over again. So I get that there's a lesson here. How, for this person who's brand spanking new, how do you figure out what it is? And what's the journey that you go through so that you can do it the other way? So we'll take our last break. And when we come back, please tell even me, how do we do that?
Okay, let's do that.
Okay.
Leadership isn't reserved for CEOs or world leaders. It's something each of us is called to embody in our own lives. But how do you awaken that inner leader with clarity and confidence? On Sacred Leadership with intuitive business coach Charisse Alexander, you'll discover powerful tools and spiritual insights to align your words, actions, and outcomes. Tune in every Wednesday at 11 a.m. Eastern, 10 Central, 9 Mountain, and 8 Pacific, right here on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. This is Sacred Leadership with Charisse Alexander. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also send an email to Charisse@PavitraLeadership.com. Now back to the program.
Welcome back to Sacred Leadership with Charisse here on the Inspired Choices Network, where I am joined today by Joanna Zhang, and we are talking about sacred structures. Sorry, merging soul, structure, and leadership with Joanna Zhang and myself today. And at the very center of this entire conversation, we've been talking about sacred structures and soul alignment, and the conversation is super juicy. And right before we went to the break, I was asking Joanna, because she said something so easy breezy. She said, it's so easy. She said, you just got to figure out what the spiritual lesson is. And then we go through it, like we experience it, we go through it in our mind, and then we embody it. And I said to her, I'm like, okay, so for the person who is right at the beginning of their journey, or even me, I'm not at the beginning, well, maybe I am at the beginning of my journey. I don't know. But the point is that how do you do that so easily? How do you find what the lesson is before you? Yeah. Okay, I can see that. Yes. I don't know how, but Joanna is muted. I don't know how to unmute you. It's not my option. Okay, there you go. There you go.
Oh, I'm good now. Thank you. Sorry.
Yes, you are. So
I
sorry.
My fault. I need to mute myself to cough. So I didn't know I could.
Oh, yes. Yeah, no
all
problem.
Right, thank you.
That's okay.
We're back. Thank you. First of all, I need to really clarify when I say easy. It doesn't mean this journey is easy. It's extremely hard, to be honest. However, what I mean is that I used to learn things from my own lessons. Like I have a certain patterns, right? And I go through, and then I do it again and again, getting stronger and stronger and stronger. And then until I hit the wall, it's like, what did you say? Why? It's like this. And even by then, I couldn't really realize what I was trying to learn. What I mean easy is that after I had a soul awakening, I used to be like a headless flies, you know, in the dark room. I was hitting here, hitting there, try this, try that. I couldn't find out the way out. But now after awakening, it's like there is a light coming through the sky. It's cracked the light coming through. I started to see the light. I started to see the directions. I started to have a ways to find a way out. That means for me is because if we do from spiritual downwards, spiritual, emotional, physical, it becomes easier for us to learn the lessons other than bashing our head on the walls all the time. That's what I mean. However, this journey is not easy at all, because imagine we actually play a game. We actually put in the coin and I wanted to play a game. And this game is actually into different levels all the times, right? So we're from easier to hard, whatever, experience self-value, right? As we mentioned. So the game is gonna get harder and harder for sure. For sure. There's a lot of different lessons we can learn and upgrade ourselves. But the way of that is that you asked me the question, how to do it, right? So actually, you know, the soul awakening I experienced 4 years ago, the main part is not just finding our soul mission, soul power, soul purpose. The main thing our spiritual mentor teaches us is to connect with our source. So we may have a different beliefs or different relations, but if we all here actually listen to this podcast, I believe everyone consciously believe at least we are soul, right? Or at least believe that at least there's something there. We don't know who it is, a God, a universe, or whomever you call it. They're guiding us, or the spiritual team, they're guiding us. You may feel they're actually always there trying to guide us. That's why they give us different lessons or different ways to give us prompts, to make a feeling and to make a understanding. But a lot of time, because we're using here too much as a habit, the channel is blocked. So one day you're trying to send a message, we can't really receive with 5G or 6G. Maybe it's only 1G or 2G. So like the spiritual soul awakening I went through, and even the soul ascension journey after that, is that our spiritual mentor is guiding us to really clear those channels, right? And learn how to have a 5G or 6G high speed connections over there to connect all the time. And then at the same token, because our spiritual mentor is more like, imagine if we're in a game, that if someone has never played a game, it's very hard for them to really guide others to go through the game, right? Maybe they only know something from the book or surface, or maybe the theory to talk about a framework, a structure, but they haven't really personally experienced it. They wouldn't have the strength to really lead us through. However, our spiritual mentor is the one who has gone through all different lessons and graduated from it. So if we have a mentor like that to lead us through the games from time to time, even we wanted to check in the connections and give us some techniques or the hints, they all just make the game so much fun, easier way to, of course, we still want to play it, but they have a more clarity, a more strategy, more guidance to give it to us to play this game. Let's put it this way. Make sense? I can't hear you now. What happened? I think you are muted. I think from your end. Yeah, good.
Can you hear me
back
now? Yeah,
yes,
sorry.
Yes.
I don't know what happens there. I was just about to say, thank you for clarifying that piece, because I was like, oh, she's got the answer, because she just said this was so easy. So why have I been feeling so challenged? But it's good to know that, no, it, and what a great analogy that you just gave about, and it makes sense, obviously, right? Because you use the analogy that, you know, if you look at life as your playground, and this journey is your playground, or even a video game, as some mentors will call it. The higher up you go, like obviously the lesson or the first level in the game is not so hard. It's when you get to level 300 that it's increasingly harder, because we've like really been exercising this spiritual muscle. Now, we only have literally
I lost your voice again. I can't hear you. Sorry.
That's okay. Can you hear me now?
Yes. Good, good, good.
Okay. So I said I've got one question left, and that question.
Oh, I mean, I can't hear you. Is that a battery?
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yes, so good.
Okay, great. You know what? I was going to ask you how you see organizations evolving in the future, but we only have 3 seconds left. So I just want to say thank you so much for joining me today. And I can't wait to connect with you again in the future. Thank you.
Yeah, likewise. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Sacred Leadership Show. Charisse returns Wednesday at 11 a.m. Eastern, 10 Central, 9 Mountain, and 8 Pacific on the InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Until then, continue taking small steps today to be a leader in your life for the collective. Until then, continue taking small steps today to be a leader in your life for the collective.